Still, another office boy swears he never saw women with Frank. Atlanta Constitution, August 16, 1913. B.J. Nix of Marietta, an office boy for Leo Frank from April to October 1912, was the first witness, outside of those testifying to character, who was put on the stand Friday. The lad who gave his age as 19 swore that he had never seen Frank having women in his office. He stated that he left the office at 1 o'clock every other Saturday during the summer months. "Were you ever an office boy for the National Pencil Company?" was Mr. Arnold's first question. "Yes, sir." "When?" "From April to October of last year."
"Did you have any agreement about getting off on Saturdays?" Mr. Arnold continued.
"Yes, sir. On every other Saturday, I got off at 1 o'clock, and on the Saturdays between I stayed to 4 o'clock, and sometimes as late as 6 o'clock. Were you sent out of the office much?"
"No."
"Did you ever see Mr. Frank have women in his office?"
"No, sir."
"Ever see him have beer in his office?"
"Yes, sir."
Mr. Dorsey took up the cross-examination. "Most of the Saturdays on which you did not get off at 1 o'clock, you got off at 4 o'clock, didn't you?"
"Yes, sir, most of the time."
"You don't undertake to say, do you, that on the days you were off that Frank did not have women and beer in his office?"
"No, I can't say that."
"That's all," said the solicitor.
The witness was then excused.